In New York at the Beijing Plus 10 conference, participants include a unique delegation from Sudan, women from both the North and the South. For many years, they were separated by civil war. Now they are united in their efforts to build a new Sudan. On this, International Women's Day, two members of the delegation spoke about peace and rebuilding efforts in Sudan. In January of this year, a peace deal was signed ending the decades-old civil war that left millions dead and many parts of southern Sudan in ruins. Some members of Sudan's delegation to the Beijing Plus 10 conference were heavily involved in peace efforts and are now working to unite the nation. Dr. Ann Ito is from the South and is an advisor to the Sudan People's Liberation Movement Economic Commission on Agriculture and Natural Resource Development. She was a member of the SPLM peace mission to Khartoum in December 2003, which helped lead to the final peace agreement.
To me, that agreement is not only historic because of the way it has been witnessed by the whole world, but basically, this agreement has put an end to 4 decades of war, which has actually resulted in the death of over 2 million people, 4 million people displaced, and one of the worst humanitarian situation in the world.
Dr. Ito says it is time for the Sudanese people to put away the war and begin the healing process. She says women have and must continue to play a vital role in achieving peace and democracy.
Democracy is no democracy unless women are party to it, or I can say it the other way. If you want to see democracy working, you should see what role women are playing from negotiation to the period of the implementing of peace agreement. Yes, women bring a very important perspective.
Dr. Sadiqa Washi is another member of the Sudanese delegation at Beijing Plus 10. She's from the North and is Associate Professor and Dean of Family Sciences at Afad University for Women in Omdurman. She is also President of the Babakir Badri Scientific Association of Women Studies. Dr. Washi participated in many peace dialogues between northern and southern Sudanese women.
Myself was involved in this peace movement since 1994, which was a year before Beijing, actually. That is when we started to train women in peace building, negotiation skills, and conflict resolution. And then when we went to Beijing and when we met our sisters from the South, we immediately thought, let us sit as women and talk about it, because men were not able to do what we are intended to do.
She says when she returned from the International Women's Conference in Beijing, she and others began educating women about peace efforts. Dr. Washi says she saw firsthand how many years of war affected southern Sudan.
I myself was involved in many activities down in the south. I used to go for evaluation of certain projects for some NGOs. And I was really crying every time I go there for the underdevelopment, for the lack of schools, of health facilities, and a lot of things need to be done for the South.
Dr. Ito agrees that the South needs a great deal of development, but she says all parts of Sudan need to reap a peace benefit from the war's end, whether from the Muslim North or the Christian and animist South.
We believe that the unity of Sudan must be based on the respect of the diversity of culture, religion, and custom of the Sudanese people. But we are saying that there is nothing wrong in being a Christian, and there is nothing wrong in being a Muslim. As long as whichever government comes in place accepts the reality of Sudan and respect the culture, the customs, and the diversity of Sudan.
Dr. Sadiqa Washi also says differences in religion will not be an obstacle to uniting Sudan. She says women must now play a major role in rebuilding trust among Sudanese, adding women in the North and the South have a common experience. They have each lost husbands and sons in the war. Joe DiCapua, Voice of America News, Washington.